Today is Yud Aleph, the Nisan. We're in the period between Shabbos HaGodom and Chag HaPesach. Shabbos HaGodom was the beginning of the process of eradicating Shefting the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So for us too, it's a time to eradicate the different Yetzirahs that we have. It says that the Yetzirah itself, the type of Avodah Zarah, for example, says, Kol HaKoye Tilo Oved Avodah Zarah. The person who gets angry is worshipping Avodah Zarah. Why is he worshipping Avodah Zarah? Because he's worshipping himself. Why does the person get angry? Because I want it to go the way I want, it doesn't go the way I want it to go. Whether it's clapping another person, why is the other person not doing what I want him to do? Or it's going clapping some, the things aren't working out the way I want them to happen. So basically, I am converting myself or my Yitzhahara to be the idol that I worship, instead of realizing that everything that comes to us is brought to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a beautiful story from the Chazanish of Dov Landau, the Proverb that's put out for Yom Tov, and a whole bunch of stories of Chazanish. The Chazanish was a person who thought a lot. But all his papers that have clarity in the halacha in every sugya, it seems that he used to walk around thinking. So a simple Jew walked up to him, and the Jew told him, Rabbi, why are you just walking around the whole time? You should do something. So he asked the person, and he got insulted because he was Oved Hashem. What should I do? The person said, you should say Tehillim. Okay. So a little bit later, this simple person found out that he spoke to the Gadol Hador in such a fashion. He went up to him and asked him for Mechila. So Chazanish said that nothing to ask Mechila, not the rabbi. I started saying some more Tehillim because you're right, I'm not saying enough Tehillim. So Dov Landau explained it, that it's not that he was just trying to make the guy feel good. He understood that Hashem set up that someone told him that you're not saying Tehillim, maybe it's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say Tehillim. So also, when people do things to you, there's no reason to get himself. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe there is something I could do better, even if we may think that they didn't understand it properly, etc., etc., etc. I don't know. Instead of taking it as a negative thing, take it as a double positive thing. Number one is a hizdamnus, an opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to work on my midos. And number two, pay attention to what's being said. Generally, there is something to get out of it, how to make ourselves better. Like we said before, that this year we have our extra challenges, aside from the potential tension of all the preparations. And this week, generally, everybody's lacking from sleep deficiency. If it's aside from some sleeping, sometimes you get woken up in the afternoon when you want to take a nap, or at night you want to take a nap, all different times. Yeah, they're all planned to just keep us on our feet. But in any event, be aware of it is a time that we could fall into our personal avodah zarah. And the more we control it, the more preparing ourselves for the Chag Gula, Pidyon Avshenu, Gula of all Klal Yisrael, Sheyovoi, Shehev Yemei.